Cellular TV's in the generic room. We got this.
Last station, slow your call sign down. I wasn't quite able to copy that. This is Jack, KI7RMU. Last station, go ahead. What's your call sign? This is Jack, KI7RMU. KI7RMU.
Hey, Jack, I think that last station was on the wrong radio. He was using the GMRS call sign. But this is VHF, K9JED.
All right, yeah, thank you, John, for clarifying. Yeah, he was kind of breaking up here in my station, so I wasn't sure if it was a GMRS or what it was. I wasn't really sure at all. All right, well, he probably switched as soon as he realized that. All right, how's your afternoon? How's the boat?
Well, boat's always nice, you know, as long as there's boat units to support it. And I've had to break out a lot of the boat units to support it here in the last few weeks, so... You know, always stuff to do. I gotta get, since it's brand new, I gotta go through all the things. All the systems, all the pieces, all the parts, make sure everything's in working order before I try to haul it out to the water and go somewhere. So, it's a process. It'll probably take about a month to get through everything, get all the things repaired and fixed. And, like, I went and put $68 worth of fuel in the fuel tank. The other day, and when I got home, the fuel tank was leaking. It was just kind of sweating fuel out of the bottom of the fuel tank, and I'm like, huh, yeah. So, you know, stuff like that. Got to go through those things, fix it, figure it out, you know, do something. And once I got, you know, all the little pieces and parts and systems all squared away, then maybe time to be figuring out where to go take it out. And taking it out is a non-trivial task, so it'll be an entire day or more at some point. So it all requires scheduling and all that. It's really a hobby for retirement, which isn't happening yet, and kind of difficult to do with a full-time job.
Yes, I thought that might be the case. Well, hey, just real quick, the water ballast issue you had with that, has that been fixed?
Well, there's no issue with the water ballast. I had drilled a hole through the fiberglass, and the water ballast tank was on the other side of it, so it was just a, you know, less than an eighth of an inch hole, but I drilled it to put a screw in, and when I put the screw in, which, of course, sealed the hole, then... The screw broke off, so I had to, you know, or it stripped, so I had to saw off the actual screw. But yeah, it's just a water ballast. So if there was a small hole in there or whatever, water came in and out, that really wouldn't be a problem because we're intending to fill it up with water when we put it in the water anyway.
Ah, I see. Okay, well, that's great. And I believe you have a Catalina. Just real quick, I'll tell you this. I was down on Westlake Avenue scootering around all the boats and the waterfront there at the lake. And so then I get down to the Center for Wooden Boats, and I was walking the scooter along the docks looking at the boats. And all of a sudden I see every sailboat is a Catalina 22, a 23. And then I met the woman who was walking along helping somebody else out on the dock, Sonia. And I said, hey, are these popular boats here at the Center for Wooden Boats for Sailing? She says, yes, they are. Look how many we have. They had a slew of them.
Yes, I'm not sure what the correct animal grouping is for sailboat, but yeah, group is good. A gaggle, perhaps. Yeah, those are nice. I specifically wanted a boat that was trailerable, since I don't plan to spend umpteen $100 a month to moor it someplace and only, you know, use it 4 or 5 times a year. You know, we have an RV that sits in the front yard, and, you know, last year I think we only used it on one trip. So this year we've already used it on one trip, so if we make it to 2 trips this year, that'll be good. But it requires a time commitment, and the time is the thing that's in short supply working the JOB.
Oh, yeah, it's always all about time. Well, I don't even want to talk to you about what it might cost to fill up that tank on the RV. Forget that. Yikes. Anyway. Hey, John, you have a great afternoon. Nice to hear you there. And, hey, thanks for keying up and saying hello about that station keying up there. KI7RMU, have a great afternoon. 7-3.
Well, the RV is just a trailer, so we don't fill it up. But when we fill up the tow vehicle, which has a 35-gallon tank, at $5.15 a gallon, that's a whole bunch of bucks. So, anyway, 73, back to net control. Or, I guess there's no net control. Back to Jack. 73, K9JED.
All right, it's just money. 73, John. KI7RMU.